Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Holy crap, that is a very, very warm, warm Christmassy welcome. I'm so excited to be here in front of this packed house at the UCB Theater Tuesday night, December something or other. Let's not get bogged down in the details. When the blue dudes in Avatar are sexually frustrated, do they get beige balls? Hey, everybody. It's the holiday edition of I Love Movies, and like I said, we're coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles right before the Comedy Death Ray Christmas Spectacular Ganza show. And it's a very exciting event because everyone that's here tonight paid a little extra scratch than normal to get in here because it's a benefit to raise money for the LA Food Bank. And they had an auction, Comedy Death Ray, to raise money for LA Food Bank. And one of the things you could bid on was the opportunity to be a guest on this very podcast, I Love Movies, and then also have some influence on who the other guest would be based on availability. And the winner was Larry Zerner. He's an LA, you don't have to applaud for him. You can applaud for him when he comes out on the actual podcast. He is an L.A. entertainment attorney, from what I can gather from his Twitter. Unless, that'd be weird if somebody on Twitter thought it'd be funny to call themselves an entertainment attorney in Los Angeles if they weren't one. So I assume he is. And he's willing to pay, and is paying, to the L.A. Food Bank $855.
Yeah.
So that is awesome. That is the most charitable thing I've ever forced another person to do. And I feel pretty good about it. And Scott Aukerman is one. He and BJ Porter run Comedy Death Ray here on Tuesday nights at UCB. And I'd like to bring him out now to accept the I have to match the amount. I stupidly said I would match up to $1,000, the amount that somebody bid on this thing. So I have written a check. Scott Aukerman, could you come out here and look at him all dressed up in his winter finery. He's looking good. And I would like to present to you, written out to the LA Food Bank, a check from me for $855.
Thank you, Doug Benson. This is the tiniest check that you could possibly... by It's great to see that you're a member of Bank of America.
Don't read out my numbers or anything. But it's an honor to give you this tiny check.
And is anyone taking pictures of us? We're both holding the check on separate ends.
I really hope that the money from this check feeds people throughout the world.
Throughout the world. Well, I think you're going to be disappointed. It is the LA Food Bank.
Oh, it's only people in Los Angeles?
I believe so, yes.
Let me write you another check. Because I want to give more.
Really?
No, but that's...
don't let go of the check. Please.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we got to hold on to it ceremoniously awkwardly for the entire time.
Let's pose for all the pictures.
Those giant checks don't cash, though, is the problem. So I got you a real check.
I'm not sure. You just have to go to a giant bank.
Let's bring out our guests. These are two hilarious guys. Tonight, the Comedy Death Ray Spectacular is going to go on for like 4 hours. If you're ever in the LA area on the last Tuesday before the last Tuesday before Christmas, be sure to come by and enjoy this amazing show that raises money for a really good cause here in Los Angeles. And my guests tonight are... I like to do theme shows lately, as you know, listeners. And the theme tonight is these guys. I don't think they've ever met before, but they are two of the nicest dudes that I have ever met in show business. They've done movies. They've done musicals. They've done books on tape. They've done it all on at least two continents. Please welcome Sean Cullen and David Koechner to I Love Movies. Come on out, gentlemen. Oh no, they're already calling each other. They already hate each other. It's already Canada versus the United States. Off mic. Let's bring it on mic, gentlemen.
Fuck you.
Oh no.
Fuck me. Fuck all of Canada and you.
Well, it wouldn't take long.
Oh wow. There's
not many of them.
Really?
No, we killed 100 million of them. In the last week for
Who's
Christmas.
Who's we? Who killed them?
There's a group. We're chosen by lot, kind of a lottery ball. And then you go and just murder as long as you want.
Oh, there's like a serial killer lottery ball.
There's not a lot of food to go around. And it's cold. So there's only so much fuel. It's like the road, only more fun.
I hope Dexter moves to Canada next season.
It's hilarious.
That would be awesome.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening?
Stab.
Canadians die and they're glistening.
Stab, stab.
There's snow on
I'm
the
mind
ground.
Murdering you.
Blood
I'm murdering
all around.
You. My eyes.
Murdering Canadian land, wonderland.
Canadian wonderland.
Lunderland.
Had you guys never really met before tonight?
I think
we had not.
I don't think so, and it's a
pleasure.
Are
you familiar with each other's work?
Yes, I'm very familiar with his work.
Did you see Sean play Max Bialystock in the Canadian version of The Producers on stage?
Almost yes. No one did.
I tried to. I've told this story before.
That's a good story.
I had a ticket to see you, and you had the flu that night.
Yes.
And I said, I'm not seeing his fucking understudy, because I've seen Nathan Lane do this shit. And I was ready for Sean Cullen, my friend, to take it up a notch.
That's right.
I wasn't ready to drop down several notches.
I understand. But I did come to your hotel room and vomit and have diarrhea.
One in the sink and one in the toilet. I won't say which is which, but...
I'm incredibly limber.
You like to keep it interesting. But thank you both for doing the show. Dave, this is your first time
on
the show.
Thanks for having me.
And
I have a gift
It's a pleasure.
You. Merry Christmas.
He brought me a card that apparently that's in an envelope that says my name on it.
Beautiful.
That somebody else opened previously. It's like a, like in movies, I hate it when the packages, they just lift the top off and they don't actually unwrap it like the rest of the world. That's movies that take place in Canada.
Yeah, we don't, we are really trusting. We
it's
send
boxing,
the things through the mail.
It's Boxing Day, so it's a box with a lid on it.
Yeah, we don't secure our boxes.
Yeah. Okay, so the card says, we couldn't get it together this year for a Christmas card. Please enjoy this picture of our friend Norm. That's the card that you and the wife send out?
This is the card that we're sending out this year.
And then you open it up, and it's like a surprise that it's Dave and the entire family.
Yes, we could
all
get it
on the inside. You
yes.
did get it together.
But barely, because...
You started with disappointment, like people just have to look at Norm. who's in his t-shirt and ugly shorts.
Yes.
And then, bam, you open it up and you get the whole family.
You
and it
get
says,
adorable.
Please note, Norm was not harmed during the making of this card. And then yet another picture of Norm there, yes, in the corner, which gets kind of, you know, creepy. It gets like a neighborhood watch kind of.
My wife was against the second picture of Norm, but I'd lobbied and got it through. We always have a big fight about the Christmas card.
He takes
card
the wholesomeness out of your adorable family, having a weird guy in a baseball cap just hanging out in the corner. Like,
it's like a photogenic fight.
Well, thank you for that. And then you included a $20 bill.
Yes.
And you signed it, Xmas 09, that 20 I got from Koechner. So now... So now I either have to hang on to it as a keepsake, or if I spend it, then someone, you know, someone down the line is going to know.
Don't you think you
that
should
I got it from you?
I think you should tuck that somewhere deep in your wallet.
You should have went ahead and framed it if you wanted me to just keep it and not spend it.
I want
it.
You to have in your wallet.
In this economy, it's hard to have money
no
that
matter,
I save just because you wrote
well,
your name on it.
On that dire day, you've got that 20 deep in your wallet. And you always think, oh, well, it's fine. I've got that 20 that Koechner gave me.
Everything's going to be okay.
Let's go.
All I got to do is go down to the track and bet it all on a dog named Anchorman.
All right. Or say, yes, I'll go ahead and have the Grand Slam.
That's another way to go. We'll have one last warm meal.
Yes. In the meadow we can build a snowman. You can pretend that you are Parson Brown.
I always loved that.
You'll say, are you married? I'll say, no, ma'am, because Prop 8 didn't, it did pass. And so Doug and I can't get married.
Hey, this family's staying in the way. I will not break
Don't
up
worry.
This family just because of our man love.
But I will.
Our hoodie turtleneck man love.
Those hood rat girls! I believe I heard it over there. Yes.
You were amazing in Extract.
I'm sorry?
The movie Extract?
I heard it the first time.
Holy shit.
That's my
Paul. Like, everybody has a really annoying person in their life, and you funneled it and channeled it for the movie Extract.
Oh, right, yes.
And that was an amazing performance. All the award, the nominations are starting to come in. How disappointed are you?
Oh, I'm not. I had no...
You must have had some hope.
No. Well, the movie didn't necessarily do that well, though I'm a big fan of the picture. It didn't do well. It didn't get press.
It's a very funny movie.
It was not
well
reviewed.
When does it come out on DVD?
I don't know.
And do you mind if I pronounce it that way?
I thought that was a proper way of pronouncing it.
Yeah, you didn't even flinch.
No.
The audience was like, ha ha, but you were like, that's how people say it.
Cement.
DVD.
Concrete.
Do you think you have deleted scenes on the DVD? Do you think...
No, everything was pretty much in.
You're all in there.
Yeah, it was all in.
Yeah, you did a terrific job.
It was a delightful picture. Mike Judge is something else. He's amazing.
Yeah,
something
he's,
else. Oh, no, 150.
He's one hot tomato.
He's something else.
He's now, Sean, did you see Extract?
I did not.
All right, let's move on. What have you guys seen lately? Have you been to the cinema at all?
I have.
The two of you?
I'm trying to remember now what we saw.
I'm sure your film was made by Eitan Mogoyan.
Yes.
Whatever it was that you saw in Canada.
No, I went to see...
You're in one of his movies, though, aren't you?
Yes.
Which, what's it called?
What Lies Beneath.
What Lies Beneath? Did you see that?
What does lie beneath?
Where Kevin Bacon and Colin Firth are
comedy duo.
Are Martin and Lewis.
Yeah. I love it.
Can you think of better casting?
Nope.
If you thought what actors in several continents would be the best choices to play American icons, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis?
Well,
and comedians.
Kevin Bacon is a funny.
You would go Kevin Bacon.
It should have been the other Bacon
from his
brother.
Hilarious work
he
in Footloose.
To me at one point, he turned it.
And that movie where he brings the troops home.
He turned to me. He turned to me at one point during the shooting, and I was, and he says, "So you're a comedian, right?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, so what can I do to make this funnier?" And I
quit.
I really couldn't.
That wasn't nice. That wasn't very nice. I'm sorry.
I said, and I really just stopped talking.
Who do you think? Who do you think?
Away.
Who do you think he turned to for help when he was playing the Invisible Man?
You're invisible, right? How can I not be seen by human eyes?
That's awesome.
So
he did say,
how can I make this funny? And I said, and then I left.
Yeah,
I couldn't. I really, literally, couldn't speak.
That's a hard lesson
because
to teach.
I was going
to
say, be funny,
Kevin Bacon,
or do comedy.
Have your stunt double do some gymnastics.
You
did in Footloose.
I was asked one time by an actress how to make it funny, and I said, just talk faster.
Oh, good
because
one.
That will always work. Because at least you'll be moving along, and we'll get to me.
Pace equals. Oh,
that's nice. That's very.
Are you listening?
In the lane.
Why don't we go on the fucking road?
That'd be great. We could sing songs for kids.
And this audience would be very happy.
Yeah, they'd love it.
Out, damn spots. Yes, Mr. Benson.
I forgot what time we started, so I don't know what time we have to end.
There's nothing else after us.
Right,
nothing this coming
is,
up.
This is very
nothing
exciting.
Nothing coming up. This is it.
I went to see The Christmas Carol with Jim Carrey.
You went together or because he's in it?
No. Well, I asked him to come because I wanted to know. I wanted to know what voices he did because he did all of the voices. And he did the voice of the usher who showed us to our seats.
He did the faces, too. He's all of the faces in the movie.
Ooh,
or,
yes, he did.
Or him making his faces.
It was actually better than I thought it was going to be.
What did you think it was going to be?
I thought it was going to be really awful, which is usually.
So when
I took
was,
my son. I took my son, and I take my son.
Son.
He is 9. And
did he like it?
But he likes the Chipmunks movie, and it drives me insane. It makes me want to cut my own head off and throw it at an old.
So
woman.
You're not looking forward to the squeakquel?
No. I just don't. You know,
David Cross was funny in the first one.
Was he?
If you're an adult,
Curious George, the movie, and he played
the
younger
voice
brother.
Of somebody. Yeah.
Oh my God! And he—it's just him. Being bitter, which is really what he does.
There's nothing wrong with people
good at it.
Earning money.
No, it's not. There's nothing wrong with it, except when you shit on everybody else for doing the same thing.
I know. I don't think he does that anymore, does he?
Boom!
I think
did
he
can. Did you read his book?
He's got to delete. No.
You're on page 6.
Oh! Early
infamy.
On.
Infamy.
I'll take
the post,
it. I meant. What about...
I saw the Mr. Fox movie. That's the last
movie. Is that
movie.
Good?
No, so you guys only go see movies when you're taking your kids, right?
Yes. Yes and no. Although I will say this. Last night I realized I woke up still dreaming of Zombieland, and I was in it. And I was trying to pretend I was a zombie too, and we were huddled under a staircase somewhere, like in a school, waiting for humans. And I was like, fuck, I have got to really zombie this thing. Or I am going to be eaten. And there's nothing really I can think. There's a lot of bad deaths, but among them have to be eaten by a bunch of zombies.
That person who can't really even digest you.
Right. Because they don't digest you.
No, it
because
just comes
you're
out with a lump
you live
of flesh.
To just be another. They must just take a bite. Yeah. That's fine. Good. Now you're one of us. Isn't that what's
I
that?
That is an interesting point. How come zombies are never shitting?
Well, this is. Or vampires. Vampires shit pellets, or what do they do? Like owls when they eat something, right? This is not related, but owls when they eat something, they eat a mouse and then they eat the whole thing and then it comes out hard pellets of hair and bone. And I'm like, if you're a, you must have, what happens with vampires? They shit on your car. I would like to see that. If they roost above your house and shit on your car, what would that be? Just splashes of black blood coming out of their
nice,
asses?
Nice, yes.
Yeah,
deep,
probably.
Deep. But, black blood.
You know, if you had a zombie shitting in your corner, it would probably just be an eye or a finger or something.
Because they digest things whole.
Yes? Does Mr. Fox ever shit?
Yep.
Not in the picture that I'm in. Does he? I'm sure he does, but he's got a wonderfully
manicured
tail.
There's a lot of tunnels at their disposal, right?
And there's nothing dropping all around. There's no we don't see the toilet, so I don't know how do you plumb underground?
Well, you just cover it up, or you build a tunnel and you go in there and shit and then collapse it with explosives
every time.
Every time it's
like the bridge over the River Kwai.
Yeah, that's right. That is correct.
All right. Did you like was it fantastic?
It was fine.
It was fine. Because I hear very mixed things about it. People seem to love it, or they're just kind of aggravated by the cheesiness of the animation that it's all.
Oh, I didn't mind the animation. I enjoyed it.
Herky-jerky little puppets.
Oh, they didn't bother me at all. Yeah. I enjoyed it. Although, you know, for the kids, I don't think they're not getting the whole story of what's really going on. It's kind of an adult story, really.
Yeah.
It's very dirty.
Very dirty.
It's weird that Mr. Fox is, like, obsessed about frequent flyer miles. That doesn't make sense to me.
You might be confusing two pictures.
Oh, yes, I'm thinking of Up.
Yes.
Up
in the air. The two of them together.
I was thinking today, when all the award nominations are coming out this year, that the makers of Up in the Air or Up, either way, could be often disappointed. Oh shit, we've got a spill.
I loved how lackadaisical you were about the spill. You completed your sentence.
Yeah.
And then chose to pick up your notes.
The podcast comes first.
And now the bottle is once again
on a weird angle.
Canted in such a way that it's dangerous.
Well, I bought this bottle in Italy. It's the Eiffel Tower bottle of water.
Nice.
It just leans at an angle.
Folks, I don't know. That's quick. That's very quick.
It's like we're in Catwoman's
lair. I'm a professional. Doing a professional show.
And you not once did he grab for his iPhone.
Not once. He doesn't care.
Securely, the iPhone is completely dry. I know what's going on with
this
my iPhone at all times.
This is supposed to be upstage, but
if my iPhone were a baby, it would live to adulthood.
Speaking of cheesy animation, though, I went to see the Frog Princess and the Frog.
Oh, you didn't like going back to the 2D?
Well, you know, I don't mind 2D. I enjoy it. But I don't understand 3D. It's not 3D. Anyway, I want to see a 4D movie that goes into my brain in time and changes my opinions.
Why not 5 or 6D?
6D. Suddenly we all turn to liquid and gel into a globe and then spin.
That would be great.
While we're watching the movie from the inside out. 7D, we're actually in the film trying to escape it while it's being shown. 8D is
all the while, I just want to get cast in it.
Yeah, that's all you're all about. Whereas I try and avoid being cast in anything. That is what I try to do. Just
how are you doing
that.
So far?
Excellent.
100%.
Perfect. I'm just
knocking it out of the park.
Batting 1%.
You were in Where the Wild Things Are, directed by Eito Magoyan.
Were you?
Yeah, I was a piece.
What was it called again?
Where the Wild Things Are. That's not even close, is it?
It's kind of close. It's called, there's a W word in it.
Yeah, it's called What Lies Beneath, which is Where the Wild Things Are Beneath. Not even close there.
It was
not
called What Lies Beneath. Are you sure?
What Lies Beneath?
I thought that was the Harrison Ford, Michelle Pfeiffer movie.
No, that's,
movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a horror film.
Jeez, I did the same thing during an interview when I was talking about the movie.
Yeah, What Lies Beneath is...
What Lies Beneath is one where she's in the bathtub drowned.
Yeah, it's Zemeckis director. Yeah,
what is the other one? Oh,
where,
my God.
What's Beneath the Surface?
Where the Truth Lies.
Where the truth lies.
Love that movie.
Boom.
It was so good. Barf. Yeah, I really blew that. Where the Truth Lies. Oh, good movie.
No, I just
animation
love it. I
love
it when a non-stoned individual is like correcting a stoned individual, and then I get to turn the tables.
Yeah, that's like a double win.
But both of us are still wrong. Both of us are still wrong. Do you understand?
Very,
it's Christmas,
very wrong.
Okay? There are kids out there who are going to be wrong all the time.
But do they know it's Christmas time at all? It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid.
At Christmas time, let it lovely banish pain. But in our world of plenty, we can spread a song of joy.
I'm telling you why. The same prayer, prayer for the other ones.
Okay,
at
Christmas
time.
And so this is Christmas.
But when you're having fun.
Okay, now you guys.
Oh, Doug.
Damn it.
I always hope that Sean will sing when he's on the podcast.
No.
And you often come through.
Well, I sang the song for What Lies Beneath. For that movie.
She's in the tub.
Yeah,
she's in the tub. He drowned her in the tub. Harrison Ford, he drowned her in the tub. He drowned her in the tub. Now he's gonna drown you in the motherfucking tub.
was classic.
Nice. Yeah. Can we get a copy of that?
You heard the world has a copy of it.
Yeah, if you know how to download podcasts on iTunes, then you can listen to that. What just
can
happened.
I get a copy of it?
that's what I always say. My podcasters say no.
Yes.
Holiday movies.
Oh, I love yes. movies.
Now, what's holidays. So? What's the deal? Are there any movies about Boxing Day in Canada?
Yeah, there's Billy the Boxing Day Cat, where there's amazing sales. Amazing sales, but Billy has already spent all his money, and so he hangs around the Boxing Day sales, hoping, praying that he can get his mother, who's dying of feline leukemia, a box to shit in.
I was hoping it was feline AIDS.
Oh, well, you know they're dirty, aren't they?
Why and would
they
you get hope what they for deserve. Feline AIDS?
I don't know. Darker.
It is a little bit darker. But what's your do you have a favorite Christmas movie to watch, especially with your
with
child?
The kids? Well, kids? All of the early animated.
Your three children? Your three beautiful children?
Rankin Bass.
There's four in there?
How are those eyes?
Wait, there's four children in there?
You're caught up one, on two, Andrew three. Jackson.
Oh, I thought one of them was the mailman.
No, that's just where the kids came from.
Oh.
Ooh, dirty.
Lord. I don't understand who was telling us that. is that the mailman?
That's
are
my
you channeling
voice.
The mailman? What do you watch with the family?
All of the classic.
The Grinch and the Heat Miser and all that.
I love the Rankin-Bass ones. The
yes, the Rankin-Bass are the greatest ones, right?
Yeah,
go ahead and do a number from that. Okay,
he's
go.
Well, Mr. Heat Miser. He's Mr. Sun. Da-dum-ba-dum. He's Mr. Heat Miser. Boom. He's Mr. 101.
Friends call him Heat Miser. Whatever I touch seems to melt in my clutch.
Hey!
He's too much. Bum, bum,
bum, bum. Those are
okay. I'm Mr.
All right, that's enough. Miser. That's enough.
I love those, but I always. Awesome. You know, the thing is, we had to see, what do you call that?
Don't you think Heat Miser steals a little of the thunder before Cold Miser comes out?
Cold Miser comes
Cold
first.
Cold Miser's first? Yeah, he steals it from Heat Miser because Heat Miser has the same fucking song.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You know?
And they have really big
time. I'm Mr. Same song as the last guy you saw.
It's amazing, though. But Dick Shawn is the Heat Miser. It's awesome. Dick Shawn.
Yeah, and they did another best. One. You
yeah,
know.
They did a recent one, Miser Brothers Christmas. Shit.
Yes. It was not good.
Shit.
Part of the charm of those movies is how weirdly antique-y they look.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And they're just like puppets and their weird mouth movements and how jerky they are and stuff. It's like me when I'm drunk and angry. But I love those.
And me when I'm not.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town with the voice of Orson Bean as the Santa Claus. And what's his name? Fred Astaire is the postman.
Nice. He's the postman who narrates the tale.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And Burl Ives.
Burl Ives, come on.
I love that shit.
And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a holly jolly Christmas.
You know he was a big deal when they made it, because he's got like four fucking numbers, and he is a character not in the story. You know what I mean? He's like silver and gold, and nobody comes over and goes, hey, this is about a reindeer, so shut the fuck up. They're like, you're Burl Ives as a snowman. Do whatever you want.
But the other thing I remember...
Take over this shit.
From being a kid was the Norelco sleigh that would go around.
Oh, yeah. It was
yeah,
so
yeah.
Cool.
It was the same style of animation.
He's
so it fit in
too much. Boom,
boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom. And they go to see Mother Nature at the end, who sorts it out.
All right, we got to play the Leonard Maltin game, you guys.
Oh, my God.
Is it time already?
Leonard Maltin is a film critic.
May I just say quickly?
You may know.
My favorite movie, I love It's a Wonderful Life, but... Christmas Carol. I could watch any version of it, and I will weep.
Really?
Really?
That's what I was just thinking recently. I was just thinking recently, I hope there's, before I die, I hope there's 1,000 more versions of A Christmas Carol.
The best one, though, is the first one. Alistair Sim, the black and white one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So why make any more? Why not just stick with that one?
I've lost myself. I've changed.
But you like any version of it, apparently.
Oh, my God.
What about the Muppets?
The Muppets is great.
What about if they did it in Fraggle Rock?
Did you ever see Henry Winkler
what
as
if the Smurfs,
American
what if
Christmas
the Smurfs
Carol?
Did it?
Awesome.
What if Matthew McConaughey did it?
Yeah, oh, he did.
Even better. All on the beach.
He is
all on the beach.
That's right.
Let's make it take place on the beach.
Leonard Maltin.
Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. I go back and forth between the two of you, bidding on the how many character actor names it takes you to name the movie in question. And there's always a theme, and the theme in this particular case is... This is going to be Christmas movies.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chevy Chase.
Elton John.
You guys are both sort of correct.
Chevy Chase and Elton John.
We have to pick people in the audience that you're playing for, and I always like to pick people that are sitting very close to me. So, hello, would you like to participate in this? All right, what's your name?
Garrett.
All right, and how about you? Would you like to play?
Sure,
what's your name? Erica. All right, Garrett, Sean is playing for you, so good luck with that. And Dave is playing for?
Erica.
Garrett,
I apologize.
You guys remember their names.
Erica with a K or a C?
Garrett and Erica.
With a C.
Garrett and Erica.
The girl's way.
The prizes are just amazing, so don't worry.
The prizes are we sit on your lap and sing. Parts of Christmas carols.
Heat Miser. They'll sing some Heat Miser.
What is your favorite Christmas carol? You don't mind? Go ahead.
My favorite Christmas carol is probably, jeez, I really like the Christmas Waltz by Frank Sinatra's version of that. Or actually, White Christmas probably is my favorite song.
Okay, is that all right with you? I love it.
Yeah. All right, Sean Cullen, would you like to play with a movie from 2003? These are Christmas movies. 1988, or 1985?
1985.
Okay, 85. Now this movie, I'll give you some clues. Leonard Maltin gave it 2.5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Out of how many?
Out of 75.
Jesus.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
There are 8 character actors, or 8 actors, I should say, in the movie from, let's say the year again, 1985. How many names do you think you can get it in out of 8 names? How many do you think you need?
Oh, jeez. Let's go 3.
3 names. That's intense. Okay. So now, Dave, you could say name that movie, or you can bid fewer names.
Oh, name the movie.
I would say name the movie. I think you're in trouble, unless you're really good with years.
I don't know.
You have
I just
no
thought
idea.
I'd go. I had no idea. I didn't realize that. I didn't understand the game quite so well. So now I put myself in a position.
You know what I'm thinking?
Or in position.
I'm competing for strangers.
Aren't we all?
Are you with Erica or Garrett?
Erica.
Okay.
I'm with Garrica.
Everybody wins. There really are prizes for both. One's not really.
So
much,
you take the
really
pressure off right now. That's great.
Yeah.
Erica, I'll give you a 20.
All right, the first name that's listed here of the 8 names of actors in this movie.
I have a question.
Is
yes? I don't weigh in until he gets the 3.
I get
you,
3.
You just sit back. If he misses it, you
sitting
get the point.
Sitting pretty.
If he gets it, you lose.
Shit.
The point. First person to 2 wins.
I'm gonna barf.
Carrie K. Heim.
Oh.
I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. Christian Fitzpatrick.
Jesus.
Pretty sure I nailed that one. And Jeffrey Kramer.
Is it
this is a tough Christmas story? No, but that's a good guess. That's a very good guess, because it is a Christmas theme movie. From around, when was Christmas Story?
It was like early
80s. So this was 85. Let me give you the rest of the names. Somebody yell it out if you know it. Judy Cornwell, Burgess Meredith, David Huddleston, John Lithgow.
Oh, and the star. Santa Claus the movie.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it. Dudley Moore starred in it.
Give him the points anyway. That's
okay, you get the point anyway.
He beat the house.
I'm sure the person you're playing for is thrilled that you're saying give him the point anyway. He got it in 7 names. You get the point, Dave.
I'm going to bring some comedy to this.
And oh, shit. We got the funny teeth are awesome on a podcast.
Hey, folks, you like Red Skelton?
Listeners, he's got the funny teeth. I don't know how to describe what he's doing other than it's a lot of movement with the mouth around the funny teeth.
Licking.
There's a lot of, it's like when they give peanut butter to a horse in a movie and it talks. It's spectacular.
All right, here we go.
All right, we go to Sean again to pick the year.
Oh, he gets to,
he gets to pick because you got the point.
No, I did get the point.
Yeah, you got the point.
Let's Erica, I might keep that $20 bill.
1988, 2003, or 1972?
Jeez. I'll go 1972.
All right, crazy.
Childhood.
All right, this is a Christmas movie in the sense that it takes place around Christmas time. But it's not... A Christmas tree plays a big part in this movie, but it's not Christmas. It's after Christmas. Yeah, that's a great clue. From 1972. Three stars our friend Leonard Maltin gives it, and there are 12 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? And I recommend not bidding so low. Yeah, exactly.
You start from the crappiest name.
Yeah, a good opening bid would be about 10 or 9. 10. Yeah, 10 names. Dave, do you think you can do it in less names, or do you say name that movie?
I'm going to say I can do it in 9.
Well, Goober, I can do it in 8.
8? He says he can do it in 8, horse mouth.
I can do it in 7.
All right, 7. Well, go ahead.
Shit. Okay, 7 names. Here you go. Eric Shea was in this movie.
Oh, nope.
He was a young man at the time. I don't know if he stayed in acting as an adult. Arthur O'Connell.
Oh.
Great old guy.
I don't know either one of those guys.
Pamela Sue Martin.
Oh,
Nancy Drew from television.
Jeez.
Leslie Nielsen.
Uh-oh.
The great Leslie Nielsen. Jack Albertson.
Shit.
Fizzy 5? Lifting drinks. That's 5. Shelley Winters.
Wow, I've got no idea here.
And Stella Stevens. There's no way you don't know what this is.
It.
Sean knows what it is.
I got it.
Sean's ready to steal.
Go ahead and steal.
Buzz.
You say you give up?
I give up.
It's the Poseidon Adventure.
Poseidon Adventure.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Takes place after Christmas.
It's a big Christmas
There's
tree.
There's a
in
Christmas
the
tree in the ballroom that they used
red,
to climb
I did
out.
Not hear red buttons.
No, he didn't come
he
up
never
yet.
Never got a dinner, but the thing is, Shelley Winters. I can swim. I won a medal in high school.
It goes on. It goes on. Roddy McDowell, Carol Lindley, red buttons, Ernest Borgnine, Gene, shop at Lowe's, Hackman.
God loves triers.
Or is he Home Depot?
God loves triers.
How about the remake? How about a hurrah?
All right, so you have 1 point each. Much. We gotta settle this thing.
All right, let's do it.
Boom.
This time you get to pick the year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 2003 or 1989 or 1988.
89.
I almost didn't remember which ones we've done already. All right, we're going 89 on this
89.
One. 89 on this one. All right.
89.
License and registration.
Leonard Maltin. Just do as many prop bits as you can. It'll convince the listeners to come down and check out the show because there's just too much that they're missing. Yeah.
We're sold out, folks. All right, what do we got?
Hey, could you go boop for me?
What's that? Boop.
There you go. This is 3 stars is all Len Maltin was.
He doesn't like anything.
It's Christmas classic.
He hates Christmas.
He hates it.
He's got a beard. No one with a beard likes Christmas except Santa.
Let me just read one line of the review. Sprinkle some believably poignant moments into. I'll stop right there.
Must be 3 out of 5.
No, yes. That's out of 4.
Really?
And there are a lot of names. There are
89.
16 names.
Okay.
And we start with you, Dave Koechner.
All right.
Go ahead and bid.
I'm listening. Oh, 16 names.
16 names.
10.
He can do it in 10.
9.
Sean Collins says 9.
8.
8 names from Dave Koechner. It's from 1989.
Jesus, hard to say. 89.
Sprinkle some believably poignant moments into.
Bugger.
It.
Oh, that's got to be. Oh, well, you know what? Do it. Go ahead.
Fuck. Oh, wow. How many names?
I think I said 16.
What was it? 9 names?
9.
Let's
Someone
go 9.
Paying attention.
Miriam
now,
Flynn.
Now, how do I be funny?
The first name's...
Just talk to Kevin Bacon.
I'm Paul Lynn. That's a game I play with my kids. Please just say these words. I'm Paul Lynn. That's fun at the dinner table.
Your kids are going to be awesome.
They've got
so,
that.
They're going to be so
my
gay.
My kids, it's weird. My kids, I say, I'm Wally Cox. No one knows who that is.
All right, here we go.
Yes, here we go.
This is a Christmas movie or around Christmas?
It's a Christmas movie.
All right.
I would say there's scenes that take place on Christmas Day, if I'm not mistaken. Good. Haven't seen it in a while.
Is there a big boat?
No boats.
Very good.
No boats.
Here we go.
Miriam Flynn.
Nope.
Fuck her.
Nicholas Guest. Of the great Guest family. Of the Guest acting dynasty.
All right. Okay. Nope.
Johnny Galecki.
Oh, Jesus
who I believe
Christ.
Now is
a
on the Big Bang Theory.
Johnny Galecki is my
yes,
guess.
A young Johnny Galecki. Okay. Good clue. Good
89.
Clue. Good clue. Some people know it already.
Now, do I only get one guess, or can I guess all the way?
No. I'll say all the names, and then you can guess.
Okay.
Juliette Lewis.
Wow.
Oh, people in the audience
is this,
know.
Is this?
Don't say yet. You still got more names. Brian Doyle Murray.
William Hickey.
Mae Questel. I don't know how to do Julia Louis-Dreyfus' voice. But that's all your names.
That's it? Oh, is it Christmas Vacation?
Yes, it is.
He's too much. He really is too much.
So our winner is, who was Dave playing for?
Erica.
Erica. Oh, that worked out good. I don't like that dude.
You don't like Garrica?
I don't like Garrica.
Garrica's a
creep. Garrica's got a great
Battlestar Garrica?
So, Erica, you win a Doug Benson's Medical Marijuana Tour t-shirt.
Ow!
That are still available at donkeytees.com. You also win, this is fantastic, an autographed copy of the children's book, how do you pronounce this? Hamish X and the Cheese Pirates, written and signed by Sean Cullen.
Holy cow.
Sean's an author.
There you go.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was competing against an author.
Yeah. You wrote a book for kids, and Wes Anderson's going to turn it into a shitty movie.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you're going to get a part.
I haven't seen Fantastic Mr. Fox, by the way.
It's good.
And then you also win a copy of my CD, Doug Benson, Unbalanced Load. This is unsigned. I couldn't get a hold of the author. But then second place is you get to decide who I call a shithead at the end of the show. So who would you like me to call a shithead when I wrap things up tonight? The Boston Celtics.
I thought it was between the two of us.
No, it could be anybody in the world, even the Boston Celtics. It could even be a group of people.
I wonder where you're from.
I like the Boston Celtics.
Let's hear it from my guests, Paul Lynn and Wally Cox.
Thank you very much for having us. Cheers.
Is there anything you guys want to plug? I know you're both dead, but are you fans of Dave Koechner and Sean Cullen?
Watch Hank on ABC. Wait. It's canceled.
Oh.
He's too much.
No. Thank you. Oh, my God. How many Eppies did you last?
We shot 10, so I'm grateful. I'm very happy. We shot 10. They aired 5. And you know what? I think 2 was enough. Boo-doo-doo-ba-doo-boop-boop.
You are
but
too
Kelsey's,
much.
Kelsey's fantastic. He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, now he's going to be on... he's in La Cage aux Folles on Broadway.
I'm waiting for the call. Yeah.
Sean, is there anything you'd like to plug?
I don't know if anybody would go to it, but I'm at Stratford Festival in Canada doing a bunch of shows there, the Shakespeare Festival. Then I'm going to... So you can go get my books on the net. There's the Hamish X books and a new series of books called The Prince of Neither Here Nor There.
A series of books?
There's 5 written, 5.
Where is Neither Here Nor There in relation to Narnia?
It's actually good.
Is it behind another item in the house?
A giant squid who is representative of Jesus and
wow.
Sucking his big suckers, taking your soul.
Didn't mean to go that deep. Did
that's
I?
All right. And you can buy my album on iTunes.
How does the octopus die?
Well, in the end, they stick him with a giant harpoon.
What's your album called?
My album is called I Am a Human Man.
So accurate.
I'll be at the Irvine Improv December 26th and 27th of 09. You could see my special, The High Road, on G4 at 8 o'clock on December 28th, 09. And I'll be at the Comedy Countdown on New Year's Eve at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco with Greg Barron, Maria Bamford, Todd Barry, and lots of other funny people. So look for me there. And enjoy the rest of your night, everybody. And as always, the Boston Celtics is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Heisenberg is viewing prowess, makes him cocky.